Welcome to episode 274 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to look back and look forward. Let's dive in. Well, I can hardly believe we're almost at the middle of January of 2023 as of this recording. I don't know about you, but this last year seemed to fly by faster than ever before. But I want to look back really quick and just highlight the fact or just testify that our God is so good. Probably like you, I had a rather busy year, but it was a very fulfilling one in Jesus Christ. Had a lot of opportunities just to not only teach in our Ellerslie semesters, but also to travel and just proclaim the richness of the gospel and the glory of Jesus Christ. And as many of you know, one of the big projects that I've been working on over this last year has been working on my Saturation Bible Study book. Now, for whatever reason, and I've heard this from so many different authors, that writing a book is like birthing a child. I've never had that experience, obviously. But it has been such a labor of love in so many cases, and there's been so much just spiritual attack in trying to get this crazy book done. But all that said, it is done. I am so excited. In fact, we are planning to launch it here in just a couple of weeks, so stay tuned for more of that. In reflecting back on this last year, I'm constantly reminded of God's goodness, His love, and His mercy. One of my favorite concepts in the Hebrew is this idea of hesed. And, you know, sometimes it's translated steadfast love or loving kindness, but it's this idea that even though I don't deserve it, God still gives me everything that I need. And I love what God says in Exodus 34. He's talking to Moses and he's declaring who he is. So this is God describing his nature and his character. And in Exodus 34, verse 6 and 7, God is passing in front of Moses and he says this. He says, Yahweh God is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands of generations, who forgives iniquity and transgression and sin. And as you get into that idea, you just begin to see this theme all throughout Scripture. God is a God of great patience, mercy, kindness, and love. That His hesed, that loving kindness of the Lord, is always with us. In other words, He is faithful. As Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:13, even when we are faithless, God remains faithful because He can't deny Himself. That God's nature is so solid, it is so immovable, that regardless of what we do, He remains faithful. Now, we don't take advantage of that, obviously, but it is a good reminder that our God is always faithful. He is always merciful. He is always kind. Now, He will judge. He is perfect righteousness. He is perfect holiness. But I just love this idea that He is faithful. He is good. He is full of loving kindness. And as I go back and just look on my last year, I'm just constantly overwhelmed by the goodness and the mercy of our Lord. And I know I do not deserve it. And yet He and He alone is good. He is so merciful and He is so faithful. So I just want to say, I love Jesus. And I just looking back over this last year, my desire is that in this next year, I will experience His presence. I will understand His word. My depth of praying will increase. And that this thing will just keep growing and growing and getting better and better and deeper and deeper and richer and richer. Because that is the reality of the Christian life. That we shouldn't be the same as we were at the beginning of 2022. In other words, our relationship with Jesus should be expanding, getting better and richer. And I would encourage you to ponder back, look at your last year, and what are some things that you can be thankful for to our God? How have you seen His faithfulness? How have you seen His loving kindness? Well, I could give countless examples. I really see His faithfulness, His mercy, and His loving kindness, and even just me getting the Saturation book finished. It has taken so long. It is almost humorous at this point. And I've desired to write this for countless years. And for whatever reason, it just, I was slodging through mud trying to get this thing done. And I live a rather busy life. And yet sitting down and just working through this process, I was consistently overwhelmed by God's mercy. I was overwhelmed by his faithfulness. And there's time after time after time where I was reading something or someone was helping me with some aspect of this. And I was just like, Lord, I don't even know how to respond because it is a reflection of how good you are. So I just want to say, I love Jesus. Well, not only do I want to just testify the fact that the Lord is good, and I just am so overwhelmed by his mercy, I also just want to mention a few things that are coming up in case you want to participate or you want to take advantage of some things that are available to you. One of those is Ellerslie Online. I work full-time at the ministry at Ellerslie, and every year, usually at the end of January, we release our Ellerslie Online program. We took our main training that we do here on campus, and we condensed it into a 5-week go-at-your-own-pace online course. Now, it's not the same depth, it's not the same intensity as if you were here on campus, which I think is by far better, but I'm biased. But for those who can't make it to our campus or who just want the flexibility of going through content at your own pace, if you want to get deeper into the Word of God, if you want to be trained in discipleship, or if you love this kind of content on this podcast but want to take it practically deeper, then the Ellerslie Online program may be a great option for you. It is for a donation of any amount. And again, it's 5 weeks of at your own pace training and study in the Word of God. Now, Eric and I teach the bulk of it, but we also have trainings by Philip and Leslie, as well as a ton, and I mean a ton, of bonus content in the Ellerslie Online program. So that is coming up the end of January. In early February, I am launching that Saturation Bible Study book, and more details will be forthcoming. But if you want to know how to study the Bible, if you want to just not just check something off a list and learn academically, but you actually want to get to know Jesus Christ through his word, then I've written an entire book of just the process of Bible study, but more so even why we should be studying and what and how do we do this thing called saturation. Well, I am so excited. There will be the physical copy, a digital version, an audiobook, and a quick start course. So there is a ton of stuff that is coming up, and I am so excited. Well, those are just some things that are coming up here in the next couple of months. But my prayer for you as we enter into this year is that this would be the year that you grow in the depth of understanding, not just academically, but intimacy-wise with Jesus Christ. That this is the year that you know him more, love him more, and grow in the depth of your spiritual life more than ever before thus far. So would you commit with me that this year we would hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we would diligently go after and seek our God, that this is not a year for being passive, this is not a year for just being casual, that we should be walking in the boldness, we should be walking in greater depth, we should be walking in greater intimacy and relationship with our King. And I'm so excited for all that God is going to be doing and has in store for us this year. Well, as always, thanks for listening to the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, please visit deeperchristian.com/274 for episode 274. And until next time, know I'm cheering you on and praying for you as you build your life around Jesus Christ.